Blog Talk Radio.
God can do anything but fail. Certainly shout out to the group Fire. God bless you and good afternoon, listening audience. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today. But we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We would like for you to connect with us here at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And certainly we look for you to connect with us on those platforms as well for syndication. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. If you go to the Global Gospel Facebook page, the Twitter page, or the Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. Again, we thank you all for joining us today. Certainly, we are back to our regular scheduled program. We know last week we had a great panel discussion. We were on Facebook Live. We were on YouTube as well, sharing with you about critical race theory with our panelists, Andrea Battle, Ajay Taimba, and Michael Boggess. And certainly, it was an awesome experience. And certainly, we want you to go back and listen on the audio as well as the video. Once again, we don't own the rights to any of this music. We want to shout out our sponsors on today: Third Lounge, Melanated Beards, MPT Enterprise, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Thank God for you, you, and for you, for your all your support and encouragement. For those of you that have connected with us and for this first time and you don't know how you can contact us, you can contact us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We know that you have a testimony, you have a book, you have a song, you have something that you would like to share, a ministry that you would like to share with the Global Gospel audience. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Furman family, the Stevenson family, the Hernandez family, the Wiggins family, the Cox family, the Davis family, the Latham family, the Bigby family, the Watson family, the Bradley family, the Gross family, the Bowers family, the Brown family, the Allen family, the Fells family, the Brinson family, the Hartley family, the Thompson family, the Johnson family, Odom family, and the Jones family. Thank God for you and you, all of our listeners around the world, wherever you may be. Certainly you can leave us a comment and we'll be sure to shout you out. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Suriname, Uruguay, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Hungary, South Korea, Japan. Thank God for you, you and you, our listening audience. For those of you that have while we are here, our theme scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And today I'm going to read the NIV version. And it says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." And so we know, want you to know today that if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The gospel, we present to you the glad tidings, the good news of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is there for you. If you have a housing need, the gospel is there for you. God will make provision through his word. Certainly all you have to do is trust and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to give up. You don't have to faint. You don't have to lose heart. You don't have to be suicidal today because Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so we thank God today, not for just life, but abundant life in Christ Jesus, because God can do, as the songwriter said at the beginning, anything but fail. There is no failure in God. And certainly if he has been tested and he has been tried, there is no fault in God. He is not the son of man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God spoke it, it will come to pass. His word will not return unto him void. It will accomplish that which it was sent out to do. So again, we thank God for God's word. We thank for God for God's people. We thank God for the listening audience on today. And so what I've been doing before I get to the message for today, we know that the legend Tina Turner passed away last month, I believe it was, because today is July 1st. And one of the things I discovered is I did not know, this may be a fun fact for you too, that in the 70s, before Ike and Tina broke up, one of their last recordings was actually a gospel album. And so we don't necessarily know Tina Turner for her gospel music, but listen, we know that all greats came out of the church. And so I've been saying that I'm going to do this, so I'm actually going to do it today. And so this is Tina Turner. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I feel better, so much better.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I Laid My Burdens Down. Certainly that was Tina Turner and off of their gospel album. And perhaps, again, we'll get a chance to play something else from that album from the 1970s. And certainly, listen, no matter how old you get, you can never stop learning. There's always something to be learned. And that's why we have to, the Bible says, as pertaining to the things of God, to study to show yourself approved. And certainly studying is where it's at. And certainly God wants us to be well-rounded individuals. And certainly one of the ways that we can be well-rounded is by reading. Certainly we can visit places that we cannot or have not physically visited just through reading. We can have experiences just through reading. And certainly God has given us wisdom. He's given man knowledge. He's given man understanding. And certainly we have to utilize all of our God-given talents, gifts, and abilities. And so with that being said, we do have a message that we are going to share with you on this Saturday afternoon. You can find us in the book of St. Matthew chapter 25. Again, shout out to our listeners. Shout out to you, Brother Wiggins in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank God for you. Thank God for all of our family, all of our friends, all of our neighbors, coworkers, wherever you are, even those that we don't know, across the land and across the sea, we thank God for you and you. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 25. St. Matthew, chapter 25 is where you will find us on this Saturday afternoon. And we are going to begin reading at verse 31 to 44. And this is the NIV version. Today is the NIV version day. This is if you have a red letter edition, you know that this is the words of Christ in red letters. And it reads, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me.' They also will answer, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in person and did not help you?'" Stay tuned and be blessed.
This is something for me. I'm happy just to know I'm his child. I don't know about you, but I feel all right now.
Child. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this, another day we've never seen before. We thank you for the listening audience today, wherever they may be, God. We thank you for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. We pray that every need is met on today, that you would touch, heal, deliver, save, and free. The enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We lose your blessing, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing on your people today, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted unto you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. No big I and no little you. No big I and no little you. There is something in football called offensive tackle for those football fans. And what we know about it is two tackles play outside the guards. Their role is primarily to block on both running and passing plays. The area from one tackle to the other is an area of close line play, and which blocks from behind. which are prohibited elsewhere on the field are allowed. For a right-handed quarterback, the left tackle is charged with protecting the quarterback from being hit from behind, known as the blind side. And this is usually the most skilled player on the offensive line. Like a guard, the tackle may have to pull on a running play when there is a tight end on their side. Tackles typically have a taller, longer build than interior offensive linemen due to the need to keep separation from defensive linemen in pass blocking situations. They also tend to have quick footwork skills as they often engage against containing or rushing defensive ends. Sometimes a defensive guard, defensive tackles play at the center of the defensive line. Their function is to rush the passer and stop running plays directed at the middle of the line of scrimmage. The most interior defensive tackle, who sometimes lines up directly across from the ball and is therefore almost nose to nose with the offensive center, is often called a nose tackle. The nose tackle is most common in the 3-4 defense. Most defensive sets have one or two defensive tackles. If one employs a second defensive tackle, sometimes referred to as an under tackle, they are usually a bit faster than the nose tackle. This is a lesson in football. In American football, the offense is the team that has possession of the ball and is advancing toward the opponent's end zone to score points. The 11 players of the offense can be separated into two groups, the offensive lineman, the quarterback, etc. And so I say all that because I believe God is saying to us on this Saturday afternoon is that there are two teams, there are two opposing forces. And we know that the struggle since the beginning has been that between good and evil. The offensive team is the team that has the ball. That would be the Christian, the true believer. And as a believer, your one obligation is to not drop the ball. It is to keep the ball in play and make a touchdown. If it was baseball, you would have to make a home run. You get the point. If it was hockey, you'd have to get the puck into the goal. But today we have those that are defending the faith and those that are offending the faith. And the question this Saturday afternoon is, which side are you on? Are you playing offense or are you playing defense? Well, over here on the Lord's side, you should be making sure that the enemy does not interrupt the play, or should I say the plan of God. For Jeremiah says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Somebody said, I know the plan I think towards you, in a one translation. And so we find ourselves in a season where people are easily offended. They are offended by the wrong things. They are offended many times by what is actually right. People are offended today by the word of God that challenges us to live holy, the word of God that challenges us to love. They are offended by the word of God that tells us to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. God's word gives us principle, and people today are offended by principle. It gives us character, God's word, and people today are offended by people having good character, by being who they are in God. Micah 6 and 8 says, what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly? People are offended by your actions, your thoughts, your walk, and your talk. When Jesus reinstates Peter, the Bible says this. It says, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And what did Peter say? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. And so the question came to Peter three times, did he love Jesus in the same way that he had denied Christ three times? And Jesus gave him a commandment to do if he loved him. And so today, love requires action. As we look at the topic, no big I's and no little U's, certainly we have to be mindful that we are all God's children. We are all God's creation. And certainly we can't think of ourselves more than we should. We can't think of ourselves more than the next person because we are 2 seconds from where we speak. We can't think of more of ourselves because today we may be up and by this afternoon we may be down. We may be down in the morning or up in the afternoon. You never know which way life is going to go. But on today, we have an obligation to not offend Christ, but to defend the faith. And so we've been given an offensive task to hold the ball, and we've given the defensive task to not let our opponent through. And so God is working on us through offensive manners and defensive manners. We've been given this great task. And yes, many of us in our trying or in our play or in our plan, we've been mistreated by others. They have lied on us. They have disrespected us. They have cheated us. They have been jealous and envious of us. And certainly we've been violated and used and abused. The enemy has truly come in like a flood. The enemy has used our family members. They've used husbands and wives. They've used the enemy has used sons and daughters. The enemy has used aunts, uncles, and cousins. He's used sisters and brothers. He's used neighbors and friends. He's used coworkers. He's used the familiar and even the stranger and the estranged and the unfamiliar. But on today, take a hold and a grip on life. Make up your mind that the devil may have tried, and it may seem like he succeeded. But no matter what I've been through, no matter what I've gone through, no matter what I've experienced, you have to declare that, devil, you can't get to me. Even if you use me one time before, you cannot use me again, certainly because I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. And now I'm on the winning team. I'm on the Lord's side, and all of my offensive moves and my defensive moves are for the kingdom of God. And though he slay me sometimes, Job said, yet will I trust him. Because I've been given this commandment in the scripture that we've read today, and so I will feed the hungry. I will visit the sick. I'll pray for myself and others. I will keep God's commandments. I will visit those in prison. I'll give money to the poor. The Bible says that he that lends to the poor lends to the Lord. But most importantly, I will bless the Lord at all times, knowing that I'm working for eternal life, that I'm striving for perfection, that every day I'm sending up my timber,
James 1:7 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. God is a merciful God. He is a kind God. He's a loving God. He's long-suffering. He remembers our labor of love. He sees the tears that we cry. He sits high and he looks low. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. He is touched by the feeling of our infirmities because he is our high priest, and he will never leave us or forsake us, but he'll be with us always, even unto the end. But he is also a God of vengeance, a God of justice, a God, he is the righteous judge. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's a God of judgment. And certainly there's a day of reckoning, a day of recompense, and he will judge the quick and the dead. And so until then, let us walk circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time. But the days we are to do good unto others. We are to not make enemies. We're not to offend the cross, but we have to take up our cross and follow him. We have to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify God, our Father, which is in heaven. There is no big I in this world, because we meet people from all walks of life. There's no little you in this world, because we meet people from all walks of life. And sometimes the least likely person is the most important person. And those we think that are important are really not that important at all. And certainly we're impressed by people, by their clothes. We're impressed by their homes, where they live, how they live, their fashion, their cars, their vehicles, their boats. I remember there was a show on TV called with Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. But certainly if you check the lifestyle of the rich and famous, you'll find that sometimes their lifestyle is not on the Lord's side. You'll find out that sometimes in order to get what you get in life, you have to sell your soul to the devil. But know today, if we follow all these things, if we treat everybody right, if we treat our family right, our neighbors, our friends right, certainly God has a great reward for us. God has no respect of persons. And so we are to treat everyone with love, with respect, with concern, with care, because certainly when it's all over, certainly we want to be on the right-hand side of God. The right hand is his hand of power. The right hand belongs to the sheep and not the goat. The right hand is eternal life, but the left hand is eternal death and judgment. We have to remember today that the right hand is the right hand to be on. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And certainly when payday comes, certainly we don't want to have to pay for all the evil that we've done. So make up your mind to come on the Lord's side, because we are working today. We are striving for perfection, and we are working every day for eternal life. Eternal life. And certainly he has laid out the map for all that we have to do for eternal life. Stay tuned.
But the gift of God is eternal life. That's what I'm working for, is eternal life. Lord have mercy. There's somebody good to me, boy.
Oh, of the sky. Hallelujah.
Number in studio, 619-924-0800. Give us a call, 619-924-0800. Eternal life. That's what I'm working for. Eternal life. Give us a call, 619-924-0800. We have a few more minutes. We have about 15 more minutes to share with you the good gospel of Jesus Christ. The Brown Boys, Stellar Gospel Winners. Fix It. Take it back. Brown Boys, Fix It. Shout out to the Locke family. Shout out to the Bradell family. Thank God for you as well. Number in studio, 619-924-0800. Well, we're talking local people. That's some local people from Long Island. And so, well, since we're at it, let's do a little Reverend Wendy Brown Rashad. Support her, support the Brown Boys, Curtis, Dennis, Willie, Joe, Stella Winters, our local group. And certainly we're going to close with one more local person. But again, we thank you all for listening to Global Gospel today. Remember that scripture, Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And certainly remember what we do to God, what we do to others, we're doing it to God. The least person, we're doing it unto God himself. And whatever work that we do here, good things, we're doing it as unto the Lord. And so we know that certainly we don't live to ourselves, and certainly we can affect the lives of others. So let's make sure that effect of others is positive. As we remember, no big I's and no little U's. Certainly, you may have missed some part of this episode on today, but you can go back immediately following this. All of our shows are archived. You can listen or hear on Block Talk Radio. You can listen on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And certainly we want you to know that if the Lord says the same, we will see you again next Saturday, the same time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank God for all of our listening audience. We know that is a holiday weekend. And so all of you that are traveling, we pray God's traveling mercy on your life. And certainly we want you to be safe, and certainly always remember to keep God first in your life. And certainly we're going to close with prayer, and our closing selection will be If It Had Not Been, evangelist Glenda Ancrum Adams, another local. And certainly all these people have been local people have been guests on Global Gospel as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for what we have experienced today on this global level, for how you've allowed all of us to connect around the world. We thank you for every connection on today. We ask that you continue to bless each and every connection, God. Remember the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. Remember the bereaved everywhere, God. Remember those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal, those that are bound today. Let them know today that he has set us free, is free indeed. So we thank you today for sending your son, Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, God. We thank you today that without the shedding of your blood, there would be no remission of sin. And so, God, we thank you for forgiveness of sin. We thank you for remission of sin. We thank you that you're able to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, God. We thank you for our family, our friends, our neighbors. We thank you for our income and our resources. God, we thank you for everything. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough for all your blessings. We ask, God, that as we leave this situation, you continue to bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. This is our prayer today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. If we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. And we believe it is so. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be?
For the Lord.